A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." And their audience with the king, after their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Jesus, send me my 8-year-old servant. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. Why are Christians so heaven-bent on telling everyone about Jesus? Why do some of us knock on doors to tell people about what Jesus means to us? Why do we teach our children about him? Why do we center our lives around him and change the way we behave because of him? Why do we risk losing earthly things and even relationships over him? The answer lies in the significance of Epiphany. Happy Epiphany, everyone. This is the final day of the Christmas cycle, the Christmas season. Epiphany is about a lot of things. It is mainly about the manifestation of Jesus, who is both fully God and fully human, being made known. In fact, an epiphany is a sudden intuitive perception of or insight into the reality or essential meaning of something, usually initiated by some simple, homely, or commonplace occurrence or experience. Could it be something like, oh, say, the appearance of an especially bright star in the sky? Yes! It could be a star! So far, up to this point in Jesus' life, we have been in the Jewish context. An angel appears to a Jewish girl in the Gospel of Luke to tell her she will be overcome by the Holy Spirit to carry the Messiah in her womb. She is told that God himself will be the father of this child. That same angel, Gabriel, which means God's strength, appears to Joseph in the Gospel of Matthew to tell him that he should not dispense with the girl with whom he is betrothed, because it is the Holy Spirit himself who has conceived a child within her. The angel goes on to say she has fulfilled the Jewish prophet Isaiah's message to the world about a virgin who will conceive. Gabriel says to Joseph, "This is that event. That girl is carrying the Messiah. He will save the people from their sins." I may have, paraphrased it a little bit. Hebrew shepherds in the field see the angelic hosts proclaim, "Jesus is born in Bethlehem." They go and tell the couple in the animal pen that the child they have is the Savior of the world. Isaiah the prophet is fulfilled according to Matthew and Luke. Micah is fulfilled by his birth in Bethlehem, which means house of bread, which gives forth to the bread of life. The city of David. Psalm 110 is a passage that is fulfilled in that regard, that there will be a kingship that will last forever. There are all kinds of fulfillments that we could mention. That is fulfillments of Hebrew Jewish scriptures. Today, something different happens. Today is the day that something is made known to us. An essential meaning of something ordinary is made known to us. A star has led kings who are not Jewish, who are Gentiles, from Arabia, to worship the child. In fact, the Gentile kings follow the star to Palestine, and they start poking around to find this newborn king. Hey, we came here to find this king. You know where he is? They are seeking the king of the Jews. But when they find the little guy, they fall on their knees. They do not gingerly get down on their knees. They fall. They prostrate themselves. They throw themselves down. They give the child gold. And you thought you overspent for Christmas. They gave representing his kingship. They give the child frankincense. Smells great and was used in religious rites of the time. It's a sign of Jesus' priesthood. They also give myrrh, an aromatic balm that was used in embalming. It is a sign that Jesus is the sacrifice. It is Gentile writings, their prophecies, that told them that there would be a great star that would lead them to a great king. In fact, he is the king of the Jews to whom these kings fall on their knees in worship and give gifts that proclaim that he is king, priest, and sacrifice. It is the manifestation, the revealing of the fact that this king of the Jews is not just for the Jews. He's for the entire world. That's why you're sitting here today. His priesthood, where he pleads for us at the right hand of the Father, is for the whole world. His sacrifice is for the whole world, for all people at all times. All of this is declared not just through the Hebrew scriptures, but through the actions of the Gentile kings who come to pay homage. What is the proper response to a king who comes to serve and save? It is to worship him. It is to follow stars that lead us to him. It is to cross deserts, make relationships, take on danger, talk to kings, shepherds, Jews, and Gentiles, to tell everyone about it. Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it on the mountain. It is to build our lives around him, he who is about to give the ultimate sacrifice to save us. Again, to those who are worried about earthly power, in this instance, Herod, Jesus is an enigma. He's a mystery. Herod can't figure this out. In fact, it is amazing how we, who try to love others and have to listen to a lot of stuff that is just, well, nuts. I can't tell you how many wedding receptions I've been to in my clerical collar, to have somebody who is maybe a slightly inebriated come up to me and say, "Father, I got this thing all figured out." And I have to sit there and listen to this. We are the ones who are talked about as being a threat. Why? Because if you follow Jesus Christ first, there's no room to follow anything else first. Our citizenship is in heaven. So we will follow the will of Jesus before the will of Herod. And Herod can't have that. Just can't, that can't be. Good news is a dangerous thing. Setting the poor free is seen as a threat of taking away from the rich. Giving to the outcast, even giving the outcast a seat at the table, is seen as taking away a seat from someone else, someone in the in crowd. Asking for someone's needs to be considered is often thought of to be a risk of denying another person what they need. These are lies, brothers and sisters. They are lies. The storehouses of heaven have enough blessings for absolutely everyone. These are the lies of earthly power and status. We believe just the opposite. God's generosity made known at the Epiphany is a gift to the entire world. The one who created all does not have a limit to his generosity, and neither should we in everything that we do. It is this generosity that marks the love of God manifested today. It is no mistake that Dickens points out that it is Fezziwig in Scrooge's boss, when Scrooge was an intern, who had the admiration of many when he spent on staff warmth and joy. And he did that for others. I read A Christmas Carol every Christmas. It's one of my favorite stories. Fezziwig in Dickens' story, A Christmas Carol, has more love, warmth, and friendship the more generous he is. Scrooge, on the other hand, in the story, is taken by the spirit of Christmas, passed to another scene right after we meet Fezziwig and his generosity. It is the scene where on Christmas Day, long ago, the love of Ebenezer's life left him because he could not give, but hoarded and desired money. Dickens is pointing to the fact that the desires of power and money often lead to greed and calamity for others and ourselves. Herod's greed for power causes him to not only search for the child, but when he can't find the child, he orders that every male 2 years old or younger be slaughtered in Bethlehem, trying to eliminate a child who hasn't even gotten old enough to threaten him. The Epiphany for us all, this day, is that the kingship of Jesus gives to the rich so that they can care for the poor. Jesus' priesthood has an altar large enough to welcome those who are outcasts. Jesus, as sacrifice, considers the greatest needs of all humanity. Forgiveness. That's the greatest need. And he offers that greatest need, that the solution to that, he offers that so desired forgiveness to all people for all times by dying on the cross to pay the price owed to God for our misdeeds, our smallness, our greediness, our miserliness with our love and our perspective of others in the world. The Epiphany is the manifestation of the generosity of God for all people, Jew and Gentile, slave and free, male and female. This is a message that not only Jews or people in the in crowd need to hear. It is a message that needs to be heard by all people. It is a message that must be proclaimed as a star that leads people to Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the child to whom kings not only bend the knee, but fall before him to worship him. This is why we proclaim him to people everywhere. This is why we knock on doors, those of us who do. This is why we teach our children about him. This is why we order our lives around him. This is why we risk losing friends, family, and other relationships for him. This is why we come to worship him without fail, every Sunday and Holy Day. He is the King, the priest, and the sacrifice made known to us today. He is the manifestation, the epiphany of the generosity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us now fall down and worship him. God bless the, may God bless us in this preaching in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A little stuttery today.